From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
I'm here today with Amy Robinault, who is one of the organizers of the Westerville South High School event called Starry Night. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me about Starry Night. I understand this is the second year that it's happened.
Yes. Last year was our first year, and it went off great. We had over 1,000 people there, over 40 different exhibitors, and we're very excited to put on our second year of it this year.
Okay. So it's a multidisciplinary festival for elementary and middle school families, combining art, science, and engineering to encourage innovation, creativity, and critical thinking. And it's amazing how I know all that just right off the cuff, isn't it?
Yes.
What all can people expect when they go to Starry Night on Sunday, April 6th?
What we have is we host a huge number of hands-on interactive exhibits for families, bringing in astronomy, geology, meteorology, sculpture, drama, painting, history, really just all sorts of opportunities for kids to really get in there and learn about a bunch of different disciplines and about the way they interact in the world, and it's free.
Okay, excellent. How did Starry Night get started?
About 2 years ago, I had this idea while looking at Van Gogh's Starry Night painting about how artists really have been looking to the stars and to science for inspiration for centuries. And it really goes both ways. You really can't study biology or the earth without really having an appreciation for the beauty of that too, and how those disciplines are often taught independently, but really our experience on this earth is so interdisciplinary. And so I conceived of this idea to create this educational event that would pull together all of these different disciplines into this free event for families that would invite, you know, birding and geology and all these disciplines into one event where students could come in and learn about them and see how they interrelate. And so I brought it to the Westerville Partners for Education. I was a board member then, and I am now as well. Brought it to them and proposed it, and they loved it. And we ran with it as our first event that year, and we've had a lot of support for it ever since.
Okay. Who all is eligible to participate?
Our event is open to elementary and middle school families from all over Columbus.
Okay. So it's really anybody in the area could propose something, say, for next year, mm-hmm. because I'm assuming everything is closed for this year.
Yes, this year we have a lot of things already lined up, but definitely if an organization or a business wants to get involved with us for next year, has an idea about something they'd like to have at our event, we would love to hear from them.
Okay, so what's the thing that you thought was most interesting this year? Tell me about some of those events that really caught your eye.
At our 2013 event, since we haven't had this year's event yet,
okay.
At our 2013 event, the robotics event was really very popular with families. That we had the Westerville Warbots was there, came to the event, and they allowed students to drive their robot and to fling frisbees into a net. They learned about that. That was wildly popular with families. We also had Tom Burns from Perkins Observatory came and presented, and he's such a fantastic speaker, so we were really lucky to have him. One of my favorite exhibits, though, last year was that we had a Stonehenge exhibit where we provided cardboard, tape, and volunteers to help, and really allowed students to freeform build a large structure like a Stonehenge, talk to them about how Stonehenge was built to align with the sun, and then really just let them kind of go crazy building this giant structure, kind of like a really oversized fort. And what was surprising about it was not just that they built a giant box fort, but was that really the students took ownership of that structure and developed kind of rules that governed repairs and new additions, and it really became its own city as the event progressed. And that was really exciting for me to see. It really became more about almost a smaller scale version of urban planning and cities. So it was really exciting.
Okay. So are there going to be things like that there this year? Are you also doing Stonehenge 2 or anything like that?
Right. This year, we've altered the Stonehenge exhibit to be more, we're calling it Innovation City. We're taking that in the city direction, and we're going to be bringing in, this year's Starry Night event has a conservation and sustainability theme, and so we're going to be exploring urban planning and sustainable design with recyclable materials, and enhancing that exhibit more for students. Okay. So
what are the aims of the group? What is it that, in addition to having something fun for families to go to, what do you really want to accomplish with the Starry Night event?
Oh, sure. Starry Night, what we really want to do is support the education happening in our schools. So many of our schools are struggling to provide outstanding educational opportunities with the time they have. Teachers are doing outstanding work in the schools, but their resources are less than they used to be. And so what we're trying to do is provide some of those opportunities for students that maybe don't have those resources in their schools or volunteers necessarily to have those programs. So in addition to Starry Night, we're looking to get some more volunteers in our schools outside of Starry Night. We're looking to build some partnerships with those organizations who came to Starry Night and seed them with our schools throughout the school year to build clubs, after school activities, get them coming into the schools to give presentations and really enrich the school experience in other ways.
Okay. What kind of responses have you gotten from teachers after the event last year? What did they tell you about it?
Mm-hmm. Sure. After the event last year, well, we have a couple teachers on our the Westville Partners for Education board, so they were able to provide some feedback with us in shaping the event, which was great. And then after the event, I met with some of our middle school teachers because one of our aims this year was to align it more carefully with the curriculum in Westerville so that we could support some of the things that they were learning in the spring and try to see that we could support some of those things with our exhibits. So, for example, this spring, there will be a geology focus. So we're trying to seek out geology and circuitry. There will also be a circuitry lesson in the spring for our middle school students. So we're trying to bring in circuitry and geology specifically to Starry Night to help support some of those goals. So,
and I think that's where groups like Fuse Factory come in, because mm-hmm. they're bringing circuitry mm-hmm. for people to experiment with to the event.
Absolutely. We're very excited about partnerships like the Fuse Factory and the OSU Steam Factory and the Idea Foundry are new partnerships for us this year. And we're really excited about what they can bring in, that sort of expertise and that sort of enhanced look at technology and interdisciplinary learning for our students. We're really excited about that.
Okay. So again, the date is Sunday, April 6th, and it goes from 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So people should eat before they go, or will you have food there as well?
We will have food on site that families can purchase, but our event is free.
Who are the sponsors for the event?
Nationwide Children's Hospital is our event sponsor this year, but we also have a host of other sponsors who've contributed, and because of their support, we're able to make this a free event for our families, so we're very grateful for that.
And those are all available to be seen at your website, is that right?
Yes.
WestervillePartnersForEducation.org.
Yes.
Amy Robinault, I thank you very much for talking to me today about the event Starry Night, which will happen at Westerville South High School on Sunday, April 6th. Thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.